For a wash that's deep clean, sparkling clean, use Deep Cleaning Octadol. Octadol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Octadol's own Ma Perkins. You know, despite all the claims and counterclaims you hear today, your own freshly laundered clothes still speak louder than anything else about the wash day product you use. And when you use Deep Cleaning Octadol, what your clothes tell you will give you a pleasant surprise. You see, Deep Cleaning Octadol reaches deep down into the fibers of your clothes and washes out graying dirt. Dirt left in by the leading wash day suds, the leading shortcut suds. The women saw an amazing demonstration of this fact, and among these women was Mrs. Paul Zurich of Elmwood, Ohio. Listen to what Mrs. Zurich said.
In this washing demonstration, they used my clean clothes. At least I thought they were clean because I had just washed them with a leading sud to wear your clothes to. Then they washed those clothes over again, this time with Deep Cleaning Octadol. You should have seen the dirty wash water come out of those clothes I thought were clean. That dirty wash water showed me Octadol really can get out grain dirt left in clothes by those leading shortcut suds.
Thanks, Mrs. Zurich. And ladies, here's a suggestion. Next wash day, you Deep Cleaning Octadol and demonstrate for yourself how much dirt Octadol can get out of your clothes. And most important of all, look at the clothes themselves. When you use Deep Cleaning Octadol, your clothes look sparkling white and bright. Your clothes feel soft and fluffy. Clothes smell sweet, too. Yes, your clothes look clean, feel clean, smell clean, because they are clean with Deep Cleaning Octadol. Yep, Octadol is really safe. Deep Clean clothes stay brighter, new-looking longer. So to get your clothes deep clean, sparkling clean, use Deep Cleaning Octadol. Octadol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Ask your dealer for Octadol today. And now for Ma Perkins. Well, Ma's eyes have been opened at last. I needn't describe Ma's heartbreak at learning the truth. The stuffle's been right all along. The cousins are treacherous and deceitful and crooked. But our story isn't yet ended. There's still Fay and Sylvester. Because when Cousin Ed realized that the game was up, he sneered at Ma and the folks. "This is the very night when Sylvester and Fay are eloping," said Cousin Ed. Well, right now, 10 minutes later, that same long, eventful night. And up in the cousin's apartment, Benita is preparing for bed when she hears
the front door. It must be Ed. Oh, Eddie, I hope you ain't been drinking.
That you, lover?
Is that Benita? Me, not Perkins.
No, Perkins. Well, what's the... pardon. Oh, I hope there ain't been trouble on account of what I told her.
Come in, Cousin Ma.
Oh, I hope there ain't been trouble on account of what I...
Careful, please.
Sorry to bust in on you like this, Cousin
Something
Benita.
Something has happened, Benita, and we need your help. But... yes, your Cousin Ma. Let me get a bathrobe.
That's okay, Cousin Benita. I'm a married man. I've seen petticoats before. Anyhow, there's no time to lose.
Oh, but maybe she's cold. Yes, go and get yourself a bathrobe, Benita.
Only first let me shake your hand, Benita.
Shake my hand?
Ma Perkins told us about your fine deed, Benita. How you went and stood up against your own family and you let Ma know what your no-good husband was up to.
Oh, Cecil, it ain't right to say that. Cousin Ed is Benita's husband. Well, anyway, that ain't what we're here to find out. Benita, where has Sylvester taken Fay?
That's right. That's the question. Where has Sylvester taken Fay? That's what we're here to find out.
Well, I don't know where Sylvester's taken Fay. You mean something's happened?
The whole thing's busted wide open, Benita. We got the goods on your no-good husband and on that no-good Mitch Myers. But now we got to find out about Sylvester, because that slimy husband of yours stood up there and right to our faces.
Cecil, no. I'm sorry, Benita. Cecil don't mean to cause you no pain. That's all right, Cousin Moore. Any pain Cecil gives me... I wonder if it's even the tiniest part of all the pain I've had during all these years. Ed, and now that Sylvester's grown up, Sylvester, too. Not just this past year since we've been in Rustville Center.
I mean, through all the years. How come we had to leave Alaska? Leave every place we ever was? Oh, but that ain't what you're coming for. You say you want to know something about Sylvester, cousin-law?
Like this, Benita. We got the goods on Mitch Myers. Mal says it's because you tipped her off. Only now, Cousin Ed says that tonight is when Sylvester's eloping with Faye.
Eloping with Faye?
And that's what we got to stop. Faye wouldn't elope with that no-good son of yours, begging your pardon, Benita. Not unless first he thumped her over the head or something. So where are they? Are you sure you don't know where they went?
But Faye don't want to marry Sylvester. I don't want Faye to marry Sylvester. Your cousin Faye is too nice for Sylvester.
Oh, Benita, dear, it's like this. There just ain't any doubt now. Mr. Myers is not the person that Ed and Sylvester have been saying he is.
Oh.
And I guess we quarreled with cousin Ed. But that ain't the issue at this moment. Later on, we can figure out what we all want to do. Right now, the issue is what Ed told us. And that's why we practically run back here to see you. So you're sure that you don't know where Sylvester has put my face?
I'm trying to think. Maybe he did say something. I'm trying to remember. Ed told you Sylvester's eloping with Faye.
That's what he said, Benita. Standing there so smirky and runny and mean.
Scuffle, stop calling Ed names in front of Benita. Be more diplomatic, will you?
That's all right, Tim, really. I know what Scuffle means. Maybe Ed was just cousin Mark. Trying to say something to make you feel bad, to get even. Lots of times Ed likes to say things just to make the other person feel terrible.
But we can't take no chances. Anyhow, the way he said it, he wasn't just saying it. He was saying it like as if from now on he'd have the upper hand. Benita, I never had nothing against you yourself personally. You know that. But this is no time for you to protect your boy Sylvester.
Oh, it don't seem to me that Benita is just trying to protect Sylvester. Benita, dear, you say that you don't know where Sylvester has taken place?
Do you think I'm telling lies too, Cousin Ma?
Oh, no. That ain't what I think. No, Benita.
Who blames you? You think I'm lying? I've been up here in this little apartment night after night, so nervous that I just couldn't sit still. With Sylvester and Ed with their heads together, planning, scheming how to get things away from Morfolk and her family. For months. That's how I've been living here. I'm just an old, good, scared old woman, and I've been afraid to tell him to stop. I'm afraid to go to you two more. Afraid they'd hurt me. They've got ways of hurting me. Never mind that. I'd help you if I could, Ma. Like Jeff says, it's all over now. I suppose we'll be moving on. Unless we all got to get a dream or something. Anyhow, it's all over. For once in my life, I'd like to do something that's right. And I don't know. I can't think. All I can think is that if a girl don't want to marry a fella, there ain't no way on earth that can make her marry him.
Maybe he could slip something in her drink so she'd be in his power.
Oh, tarnation, Willie, you've been reading too many of Junior's funny books. Anyhow, Faye don't drink.
Well, then maybe he could slip something in her ice cream soda.
You make it sound like Sylvester's some kind of a witch doctor. I've been on this earth for plenty of years, and I never heard tell of no crazy medicines like that.
Benita, what you say is right, but now, knowing what we know about the tips that you've been fed on us just for many months, that ain't what we're afraid of. I'm more concerned that Sylvester will play some trick on Faye. Tell her things that ain't true. Because, you see, my Faye is a girl... Well, she believes in Faye. She don't trust in what somebody says to her. And Faye then has two minds about Sylvester. Faye herself's been thinking that she should get married. More for Paulette's sake than her own maybe, but for her own sake too. Now we know that maybe Sylvester is the kind of man who... Oh, forgive me, Benita, dear. Maybe he'd try to take advantage of Faye's mixed-up feelings.
Oh, Ma, you're so sweet. Maybe Sylvester's that kind of person. No, he is that kind of person. He's always trying to take advantage of other people. Yes, my own son.
Ah, oh, Benita, give me your hand. Benita, what's happened that you must live with such pain? But you and I have grown so far apart. When we were still, we started out together, Benita.
I'm a fool, Ma. I always been a fool. You've got something inside of you which is strong. But don't let you take the easy way, and the easy way is wrong. I always been so big and clumsy. Everybody always laughing and making jokes about me. I never let on that. I felt I'd laugh at what was too. Fat, jolly Vanessa. Ed Hammock is the only man who ever wanted me. And when stuff goes good with Ed, oh, he can be so nice, so humorous. He makes me feel like I'm a person, like I count for something. Only I don't count for something. When Sylvester was just a little tiny baby, 2 years old maybe, I want to hold him on my lap and rock him and cuddle him. And Ed wouldn't let me. Ed would say I'm making a sissy out of him. Wouldn't let me cuddle my own baby. But then when he'd do something Ed wouldn't like, Sylvester, I mean, Ed would sock him or he'd holler real mean at me. And then the boy learned to holler mean at me too. And Ed would just laugh. It was like I'd been a stranger in my own house. Stranger in my own family. So far back. House. Family. I never had a house. I never had a family.
Is there something else that we gotta be thinking about, Benita? Ain't the question not when Sylvester was a baby, but Sylvester now? Stopping Sylvester now?
You can't help it, Benita.
No, I wish I could, Ma. But no, I can't help you. I don't know where they are.
Ladies, when are clean clothes really sparkling clean? Only when you can see they're clean, feel they're clean, smell they're clean. And Deep Cleaning Oxidol gets clothes sparkling clean. Reaches deep down into fibers for the graying dirt in clothes, loosens dirt, and floats it away. You can see your clothes wash sparkling white and bright with Oxidol. You can feel the clothes are soft and fluffy. You can smell they're sweet, too. Yes, clothes look clean, feel clean, smell clean, because they are clean with Deep Cleaning Oxidol. So for a wash that's deep clean, sparkling clean, get Deep Cleaning Oxidol at your dealers now in the same familiar Oxidol package. And where are Fay and Sylvester? Can Sylvester really force Fay to marry him or trick her into marrying him? Well, we join Fay and Sylvester as Ma and the folks try to find them tomorrow. But now this is Charlie Warren inviting you to listen again tomorrow to Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. Same time, same station. For a wash that's deep clean, sparkling clean, use Deep Cleaning Oxidol. Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.